BBC News with Debbie Russ. Britain's main opposition Labour Party says Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered a humiliating loss of authority after losing a key parliamentary vote on Brexit. Mrs May's defeat forces the government to guarantee that MPs will be allowed a meaningful vote before any final deal on Britain's departure from the European Union. A World Trade Organization summit in Argentina, the first since Donald Trump came to power, has failed to reach any agreement. The EU's trade commissioner blamed the failure on what she called destructive behavior by several large countries. The meeting was overshadowed by concerns about US protectionism. Syrian state media and activists are reporting that airstrikes by the US-led coalition have killed at least 23 civilians in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor. The state news agency called it a massacre. The strikes targeted a village controlled by Islamic State militants. Police in the American state of Kentucky say a local lawmaker has committed suicide after being accused of sexually molesting a teenage girl. The Bullitt County representative, Dan Johnson, shot himself on a bridge. Mr. Johnson had strenuously denied claims he molested a girl in a church in 2012. Tensions over North Korea's nuclear program are expected to be high on the agenda in talks in Beijing between the Chinese President Xi Jinping and his visiting South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in. The issue has previously strained bilateral relations. Judges in El Salvador have rejected an appeal from a woman sentenced to 30 years in prison under the country's strict abortion laws when her newborn baby was found dead. She has already served 10 years in jail but has always protested her innocence. German scientists have discovered what they say is the oldest known fossil of a sea creature that swam at the time of the dinosaurs. They found that the plesiosaur lurked in the oceans more than 200 million years ago. BBC News.